Hey, Tim.
Hey, buddy.
So we just got off a podcast about gratitude, and like we do, we carry over into something else, and I wanted to express something, and Tim's like, nope, we got to hit record. And here we are on this one. This is, so if you're literally following the sequence of our podcast and you land on the gratitude when you go into this one, this is literally where it carried me to and to a place. And it's a very non-manly thing that I'm about to say because of how I was raised and we're told we're not supposed to do certain things. And I'm listening to this YouTube short, and the guy talks about loving yourself. And I'm just kind of like, okay, it's like, do you actually tell yourself you love yourself? Like, I love you. Do you really focus on yourself and tell yourself positive things like you're a good person and what you're doing is okay, and acknowledging that? And it put me in even now I'm uncomfortable talking about it because I'm supposed to be masculine. And to me, that seems feminine. And then it reminds me of the Saturday Night Live. Remember the dude standing in front of the mirror? I'm good enough.
Yeah.
I love myself, or whatever that was. And it's just like, and they made it such a way that it was not okay. But that's like with the gratitude, man, I never really thought to just give myself a break and on purpose and intentional. And when I look in the mirror, go, you're okay, dude. Like, you're okay. And when things are going on, and like literally repeating myself, literally telling myself I love myself. Really bizarre, because I've never, ever done that. But that's something I've added into outside of my gratitude and cold shower. As awkward as I feel, I'm just telling myself I love myself because it's actually okay. And it's actually making me feel better. So I definitely don't have low self-esteem at all. You've been around me. You know that's not a thing. But I'm realizing that there's something, this is like Yoda. Like, I feel like I'm channeling Yoda on this. Chris Dwyer, correct?
Yep.
And I think that's okay. Is this too much, Tim?
Yeah. I love how you asked that question. Is this too much? Because, you know, truly what he just said is like, we were just like, finished recording a podcast. And we're just kind of like talking while it's uploading. And he said, hold on, let's hit record. We walked into this thing. So I didn't know what was going to come out of Derek's mouth. And yeah, so that makes me feel uncomfortable. And if it's making me feel uncomfortable, then I know people listening are feeling the same way. Am I good enough? Like, it was Stuart. Positive affirmations. All right.
Stuart.
I know you're talking about, and everybody watched that skit. And if you're old enough to have been around and watched it, it was silly to watch. But let's talk about that self-love. Am I good enough? Am I handsome enough? Am I liked? Am I likable? And I don't care. Look at Derek. You say, you know, I'm good with myself. It's like, you know what, Derek? I don't care what you think you feel. It's like, let me change that to make it sound right. I don't know how you feel. Only you do.
Yeah.
So you're in a room and you're by yourself, or you're driving and you're by yourself. What do you really think of yourself? Do you see what everyone else sees? And people who know me will say, oh, Tim is this and Tim is that. Well, get me alone and I'll tell you the truth about how I see myself in the mirror. It's not the same. Mm-hmm. And when I watch people and I see people and I see people walking, these bodybuilders and stuff like that, and they look all that tough. It's like, you get them in a room alone, you start talking about how they feel and upbringing, you're going to find out the truth how they see themselves in the mirror.
Yep.
People are delicate, right? We are delicate. And we're broken and we're functioning. Somehow we're getting by.
It's because of the tribe. It's a tremendous, tremendous point. But as you're kind of riffing on that, I think about just the self-thought, riding my Jeep, I'm going to a consult, something pops in my head. And it's the same thing. I have to control my thoughts. I have to be intentional with my, I'm not saying not feel. Like, it's not even with gratitude in the morning. I'm not saying not to feel, because feeling's the most important part. Like, that is what brings everything faster to you, is when you can truly feel it and be in that thing. So I'm riding down the road, and something comes up. I missed a phone call, or I said something sideways, and I get a little self-negative talk. And that's where when the dude said, do you really tell yourself you love yourself? And that's where it's like, that's where the forgiveness comes in, the personal forgiveness. It's like, it's okay. Like, it's really okay. And I know I'm a good person, and it's okay to acknowledge that, because what it does, it just makes you feel better. And that's what I'm taking. And as silly as it is, I'm looking myself in the eye and saying, I love you, which nobody's ever told me to do that, ever. And why not? Because it's just words and feelings. And if I say that to somebody that I genuinely love, I want them to feel it. So what's wrong with me looking in the mirror and telling myself I love myself?
Yeah. Hey, dude, look, we're not perfect. We're not supposed to be perfect. There's only one perfect thing, right? And that's we train in the Catholic religion. There's one thing that's perfect. That's God, right? So why do you think that you have to be perfect? We're imperfect. We're made in the likeness and image of, but we're not intended to be perfect. We're supposed to strive towards perfection, but never really reach it because it's not important to be perfect. So forgive yourself for the imperfections and affirm the fact that, hey, I'm a good person. I'm doing the best I can with what I have available to me at this time. So do what's right. These affirmations and the self-love, dude, and that sounds so hokey and it sounds so corny. And look, this is a sales podcast.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to look back and I'm going to, listen to this later on. I'm going to say, what the hell are we talking about self-love for? It has nothing to do with sales. Or does it?
But it does. It absolutely does. Because it's when you want to show up. If you're going to show up. Because what are we doing as contractors? The trades themselves. We are here to serve people. And our service is making them feel happy. And I think about that, and I don't know, maybe it's just as simple as I'm saying it, but I don't feel like I articulate it correctly, but I think about the other person on the phone, or I think about the person when I'm standing there. All they want to do is be happy. And it could be that clogged drain. It could be the electrical. It could be the pond. Because happy's easy when you're building them something awesome. They're happy through the whole process. Well, not always, because they see everything destroyed and they're panicking. It's like, oh my God, this is not going to look right. But they're excited about it. And so the people that call us too and have a hot water heater that goes out, they're not excited, but they just want to be happy by that hot water heater being fixed. And I think about farther, they had to take cold showers and they didn't want cold showers. And then what type of unhappiness was created in that home, that space, because of not having hot water? Then there's an argument that ensued, or a kid that wasn't ready for school or something. And then all of a sudden the kid gets yelled at. And it just spirals. And then it's just a catalyst for all the other little things that we're kind of laying back there that people don't like to express and don't like to share because they're stuffers or they're introverts. And then that one little instance turns into wildfire. And our job as contractors is to be the best that we possibly can be, show up the best possible way that we can. Not perfect. I get it. But why not show up in the best possible way and then help our teams, train our teams, share this with our teams, express what I'm feeling. Why am I better today? Because of gratitude, because of intentions, because of scopes of work, because of proposals, because of SOPs, like all these things. And I teach and I train that because all we need to do is show up to that person that just wants happiness.
If you're tired of being told you're too expensive and being ghosted by prospects after you've spent hours in the bidding process with them, I want to give you a free resource today. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap, C-H-E-A-P, and grab our guide to spotting cheap prospects. Go through that and equip yourself so that you can see the time wasters coming a mile away. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab it today.
You know, I'm thinking, you know, I'm hearing what you're saying and I'm digesting it because I want to say something back that sounds as clever or something that can feed off of what you do, because that's how these things work. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, if we're practicing these being positive, having affirmations, thinking about what the other person is going through in their life, what do you think our competition is doing?
I hopefully not what we're doing. I want everybody to be happy though. I want everybody to be successful, but be successful 100 miles away from me.
So yeah, that's right. So hey, Derek, look, it's like the chances of the guy across town in a similar business, say if I have a roofing company, the other roofing company across town practicing and hearing the same thing I'm doing or doing, bettering themselves by reading stuff, by being practicing affirmations, being mindful of gratitude, all these things that we do, what are the chances they're doing what we're doing?
It's slim. It feels like it's more because of the group that we're in. And there's only like 100 people that you can hang out with. Like once you get, there's a certain term for that. And then once you go past that, it's not the same. Like your tribe cannot be bigger than, and it may be less than 100, but if your tribe's bigger than that, it's too much. Like it's too much to focus on. So I feel like there's more people doing it, but it's simply because of the 100 people-ish that I communicate with regularly on webinars. Cause you think about basically our webinars average between 60 and 70 people showing up on webinars. So kind of interesting how that number works. And then when we go to the bigger events where there's 500, 600 people, you can't focus on all those people, but there's a core amount. So to answer your question, I feel like it's more, but it's just a small amount of people that I hang around.
No, that's, I can't. Yeah, that's all watered down as you get out there. Yeah, you're cool. Yeah. So look at, so here's the thing. And let's talk about comparison real quick, okay? So I'm looking at that guy across town. He's got this fleet of trucks. They're all leaded up. They're beautiful and all that. Comparison is the thief of happiness. Okay. I've mentioned this in a previous podcast.
Yes, you have.
I think it was Eleanor Roosevelt said that. How do you know what's going on inside that man's mind, your competition? How do you know what's going on? Is he practicing gratitude, affirmations, self-love? Is he happy?
I think about so many. I just thought about a contractor the other day that's not in business anymore. And this was early on, and he had a really cool truck. And me and the guy that worked for me for about 7 or 8 years. I don't know how we came across one another, but he wanted to take us to all the cool jobs he was on. And we were like enamored by it. It's like, this is awesome. Great truck, riding around way better than one I had. And we're going into the really gated communities that you can't even get into. Like, you got to like legit be, they have to like literally background.
It'll vet you. Yeah.
Yeah. Like truly vet. And we get in and I just remember thinking that he really had it all together and he didn't. And what I found because of the group, when we have these interactions and we go on these retreats, if you will, we go to the bigger events and we get in these small rooms and people start opening up. Most of the people that we think is successful are struggling. And that's why they come here and get around a tribe of people that we can do it together. So I think most people in general, as I'm literally sharing within this, I've never told myself I love myself. No one has ever told me that that's okay. And like in the literal sense. So as I just wanted to shift to the positive side, it's one thing to think about these things, but it's the thing that really works is you have to do them. It's truly the implementation of, if you want to be positive, we'll do positive things. So think that positive thought, but go and do that thing. And that's where it all changes. And you have to become a different person. That's what's wild to me. And I'm watching on screen when I'm talking to people on our GoGay call, and then just this open coaching call. And I'm realizing that I'm not the same person. I'm truly not the same person. If I were to meet some people that I knew 10 years ago, there's bits of me. Like, I can have that conversation, but I am not the same person at all. And you really have to do that. You can't be comfortable and keep retreating back. You can't just extend yourself a little bit and keep retreating back. You have to be so uncomfortable that you become someone different. But you can actually focus on doing all the things that we're expressing here and become a great person. Just because you're different doesn't mean bad. You can be truly whoever you want to be. You just have to let go of all those straps and those chains, those bindings that we've been held down by for years and years and years because people have told us bad things. They didn't know any better. They were raised by people that wasn't telling them good things. But when you get around us, we're telling you can do good things, crazy things, pokey things. But if you do it, I'm just a different person. I just feel different. Even from the epiphany of, don't let Derek run around in his head. It's not okay. Put a leash on that guy. And this is weeks ago. And I feel like I'm a different person.
This is what you just said. It's okay to create a different you. Is that what you said in a roundabout way?
Yeah.
And it's okay to leave the other person behind?
It is. It is. You just got to let them know, hey, here's where I'm going. Here's the path. We're a fork in the road right now. You can go down that way. I'm going to go this way. But you have to make a decision because I've already made mine.
It is, Derek. That's exactly what it is. It's like, so look, you have to give yourself permission to be better than you are and trust that you're doing it for your best future, for the future you, that you're not screwing you of the future, right? So if you're practicing these things and you're realizing that you want to be a better version of you, it's okay to leave the other you behind. It served its purpose. It's okay. It served its purpose. It got you here to this point, but it can't take you the rest of the way. Wow. Wow. I never saw that conversation headed that way. That's incredible. No.
I think we just let that one stop right there.
Holy crap. All right, dude. Wow. We can't go. Wow. I got to go have a cigarette after that.
There you go. I'm with you.
All right, dude. Hey, look, until next week, I'll see you later.
Later.
Bye.